only. And finally for now, Ed Sheeran is planning to launch his own sun cream range. He wants to create a Factor 70 cream to appeal to people like himself.
Have we considered launching Ed into the sun?
Right, okay. Why would we do that?
He's launching a sun cream range.
Okay.
So we could test the efficacy of same by slathering him, by dunking him in it.
Right.
And
just pinging him off into the sun.
See how it goes.
Yeah. It could write a song about it. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it would also mean no more music.
I never even considered that.
Share mild for October with highs of 15 to 18 degrees. Mild for October.
Oh, I thought you said man for October. Mad for October. We're having October!
Today FM News, I'll have more. Three.
Hey, Ben, what's your favourite TV show right now?
Probably BBC News.
BBC News is hot. ITV News does a good job as well. The only issue is on ITN, when you say, I'm watching this hot new drama called ITN News at 10, right?
Right, yeah.
And then you turn on the radio and the spoilers are, what happens next?
Oh, God.
The spoilers are all over the radio news.
It has been a night of astonishing scenes at Westminster with reports of jostling, manhandling, bullying and shouting outside the parliamentary lobbies in a supposed vote of confidence in the government. The Deputy Chief Whip was reported to have left the scene saying, I'm absolutely effing furious, I just don't effing care anymore, before he resigned along with the Chief Whip. But we've just been told they have now officially unresigned. The Home Secretary has, however, definitely gone. In short, it is total, absolute, abject chaos.
Oh, man, this show is so good. It's hot. Forget Game of Thrones. Forget House of Dragons. It's all about the news. Spoiler alert. She's gone.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
She's gone, so it's a rollover. That's how it works. It's just they try again the next day. Today FM's. This is crazy what love can do. Becky Hill, David Guetta. Crazy, isn't it crazy what love can do? In all fairness, when you really think about it. Really stop and think about love.
I sound like a priest.
You know, as David Guetta and
Rebecca Hill.
Young Rebecca Hill, a parishioner here in the parish for very many years. Once he got together with David Guetta, a Frenchman, a French fella. He was visiting the parish from the northern Parisian region. And when they got together, they made some observations about love, and I suppose that's what I want to talk to you about today, because it's crazy what love can do. And a very good afternoon to you, Ray Foley's my name. It's Thursday. Can you feel it? Can you feel it in the air? That's the weekend, or turbine? It's either a flaming turbine off the coast of Wicklow. Or it's a weekend, like I'm smelling in the air. See these pictures? There's a wind turbine off, is it Arklow it was off?
Arklow, yeah.
A wind turbine off the coast, apparently struck by lightning, bursts into flames. And some of these photographs and videos are unbelievable. Anyone in Arklow? 0874 100 102. Anyone that was there, anyone saw it? This is the image. It looks very dramatic. Someone was obviously out there as well, out on a boat. They were on a boat, much like Lonely Island.
Yeah.
They were on a boat. Look at them. They've got their flippy floppies. And they were out videoing it fairly close to the... and it's one of these massive wind turbines. Do you know what? Colour me ignorant. I didn't even know we had wind turbines in the Irish Sea. I know over on the other side we've got a few. But I had no idea that we had them out at sea in the Irish Sea.
I think we've loads of them. And apparently it's not that unusual for them to get struck by lightning, but usually it doesn't cause any issues. The average turbine can be struck 20 times across its lifetime without bursting into flames.
I was going to say, wouldn't they have thought of that? I mean, a big, huge, massive structure standing on its own out in the middle of the sea. I mean, if anything, they should have maybe thought, lads, is there any chance this is going to be hit by lightning? What'll happen then? Anyone see it? 0874 100 102. Text or WhatsApps. Voice notes as well. 0874 100 102. Let's do a roll call. My name's Ray. Oh, jeez, I need to spill me water.
Careful now.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's expensive equipment there.
087.
No, it's just water.
0874 100 102. Ray's my name. There's JP. On show, Ray. Taking a career break, so I'll be home most weekdays. Looking forward to giving you a listen. Love the show. Hey, from Liz. Liz, could you not listen in work? In which case, you need to leave that career and move, change careers.
Which Liz is that now?
You need to... is that Liz Truss texting in?
Is it a Liz T by any chance?
Liz, she's probably on garden leave. Working from home for the foreseeable future. Well, it wasn't like she was doing much good in work. Much good. Angela on Shaw, Shut Up and Dance is our family anthem for me and my two girls. Yeah, I just played it a minute ago. We blare it on You Know Who on the smart speaker device on a Friday morning before school and dance around the kitchen like mad yolks. Johnny on Shaw, geez, Ray, Downing Street is changing prime ministers quicker than Chelsea change managers these days. I'm afraid I just...
It's over his head right there.
I'm afraid I... Is that a sports thing? Is that a...
It's a football club, yeah.
And they change...
You're probably thinking of Chelsea Handler, are you?
And they change... I'm thinking of Chelsea, the...
Clinton. Different Chelsea. Right?
So what, Chelsea regularly change the managers?
Fairly regularly.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I get it. And then I'd be drinking a beer and I'd be kind of have one eye on the LCD screen. And
that's what you do when you're at the pub watching
in the
football.
Corner of the pub.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, jeez. Ah, another one. Ah. Aggregate. Johnny says, Ray, love the show. Hey, cheers, Johnny. Making me feel bad. And hey, Ray, I'm on show today. I've got a load of balloons and socks stuck to me. The static electricity after yesterday's lightning has me all charged up from Niall. Niall, it's electrifying. Yeah, was anyone in Arklow, anyone see it? Apparently the Irish Sea was lit up. The description was lit up like a disco yesterday. 0874 100 102. We'll do that after this. Shawn Mendes, this is Today FM. I can't write one song that's not about everything means nothing. Shawnee boy Mendes, if I can have you. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. 0874 100 102 texts and WhatsApps. Someone expressing surprise that I don't have a lightning guy. I was talking about lightning a minute ago and lightning striking the turbine off, or the electrical turbine in the Irish Sea off of Arklow in County Wicklow. Do you know what? I don't have a lightning guy and I don't have an Arklow guy.
That's unusual for you.
Strange,
isn't it?
For me, isn't it? I'm in the wrong folder here, am I? Oh, I should look it. It's amateur hour around here today, I tell you. And do you know what? I blame you for that.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What do I do?
It's all your fault. You don't have everything.
I was just sitting here.
Frank's over there. Look, I'll hand it over to Frank. 0874 100 102. Frank, hello, sir.
Sorry.
Hello, love.
Ray, play The Lonely Island. I'm on a boat. Please. Really good.
I can't, Frank. I can't play it.
Please.
No, Frank.
Please.
No, Frank, you can't be told.
Please.
Frank, you see, The Lonely Island, I'm on a boat. There was someone on a boat... out of Wicklow filming the whole turbine on fire situation that had been struck by lightning, and then I was saying but the thing is, The Lonely Island, I'm on a boat is very rude for potentially young ears to be listening.
It's
to
adult material,
very explicit.
Yeah. Oh, get your towels.
I've got a bleeped version, but even at that it's questionable.
Ready, it's about to go down. Everybody in the place in the
Well, it is bleeped. I mean, it's a lot of bleeps.
Running this, let's go. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, because I'm sailing on a boat.
That's all fine.
I'm on a boat.
That's fine.
I'm on a boat. Yeah. Take a good hard look at the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, it's quite a boat. Well, I'll try and get an Arklow person. Here we go. What have I got? Google Maps. I've got St. Mary's College.
Right.
I've got Arklow Town Football Club. I've got Arklow CBS. I've got Brennan's Electrical Expert.
Perfect. Electricity. Lightning. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. I never even considered.
They're experts in the field, right?
They could be my electrical guys. My Arklow electrical guys. Is there a phone number? Hang on. Bear with. You don't mind holding.
Never question Ray Foley's commitment to get to the heart of a story. He's like a terrier once he has the sniff. The trail of a story, he's on it.
I'm like a radio bloodhound, JP, would you say?
Yeah.
It's ringing. Brennan's Electrical, for all of your electrical needs.
Thank you for calling Brennan's Electrical. For Arklow Electrical Wholesale Trade Counter, please dial 2. Mm-hmm.
For Brennan's Electrical Expert Showrooms, please dial 1. Thank you.
I've got a dial now. Please hold. I'll get me dialer up. Here we go. How's that feel? Just like that.
It's connecting. Brennan's Arklow for all of your Brennan's need. Today's electrical today. Old Mr.
Oh, Brennan's Electrical.
Hello, Brennan's Electrical. Today FM calling the radio station. It's Ray Foley here. I wanted to ask you about the lightning strike near you yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see the strike, no, what? But I did see it happening.
You saw the fire, did you?
Well, I've seen like everything on social media with it.
Oh, sure, I saw it on social media. I'm up in Dublin, I saw it on social media. Did you see it? You didn't see it with your own eyes, the fire or anything?
I didn't, no.
Was there anyone in, any customers or anyone in that had maybe seen it?
Hold on 2 seconds there, I'll have a quick ask around.
Yeah, go on, ask. Ask everyone in store. Could you go on the, jeez. Could you go on the, you know, the speaker, this?
Intercom, yeah.
The intercom.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just wondering, has anyone seen the fire? Hello? Oh, sir.
That is shrill, isn't it? It's a very new wave, that tune. I'm trying to identify the original. It's Guetta, isn't it? It's David Guetta. It's got it.
I was going to say it's Gavin Harris.
Apparently yesterday it was very overcast, so if you're on the shoreline, you might not have seen the fire itself.
Well, there's photographs here from the shore, clearly from the shoreline they were taken.
Must have been a gap in the clouds.
She's going to leave me on hold now for the next hour and a half.
She's asking around. She's run off her feet, Ray.
I'm going to have to go.
Yeah. It's a bit rude now hanging up on her, isn't it?
I'll give her... No, I'm not sitting here listening to this now. Well, I imagine I should order a few fuses.
Yeah.
But they're all blown, I suppose, in Arklow, are they? She's gone. She's going to leave me at home for the rest of the day. That's a very clever move, actually, I have to say.
Yeah. If you want to free up that line eventually, though, you know?
I'm going to... What? We're just going to sit here, are we? Till half four.
You could just pull down the fader on the phone line and we'll see if she does answer.
Do you know what? I will do that, actually.
All right.
I'll wait, then. While we're holding, will I play the Killers?
Good idea.
I'll do that and then we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Right, the Killers, Mr. Brightside. We'll follow up with Arklow after this. Come on, Arklow. Let this down. Killers, Mr. Brightside. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. And a very afternoon. Hello. Anyone in Arklow see the lightning strike yesterday on the wind turbine? Still on hold. We're still there.
Yeah.
On hold with this is Brennan. Brennan's Electrical Arklow. For all of your electrical needs in Arklow. Brennan's Electrical. Today's electrical today. What's the other? It's Pat the Baker's one. Pat the Baker.
Oh, So Fresh It's Famous. Yes.
Brennan's Electrical. So Fresh It's Famous.
I mean, that's worth thousands in radio advertising for this.
Yeah. A freebie, so we're still on hold. So we're looking for anyone. Brennan's Electrical are in Arklow. The lady put us on hold a couple of minutes. We're still there. Yeah, we're still there. Don't mind waiting.
Hello, Brennan's Electrical speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, who's that? Is it Dean? You said, was it?
It is. Yeah.
How are you? I was just wondering, did you see the lightning strike or see any of the fire yesterday?
Yeah, it was mad, wasn't it?
What did you see it yourself? Would you see it with your own eyes?
I seen the lightning, all right, but I didn't see the fire on the wind turbine or anything.
It was pretty wild. Did you have any outages or anything like that, or did you have any customers complaining?
No, we have had a few people coming in now with phones, all right, but the cables in their phones blew, I think.
With the
no issues personally, right?
With the chargers and the phones, is it?
No,
just
landlines.
Oh, I got you. Oh, Jesus, right. I never even figured that would be a thing that could happen. All right, yeah. So listen, thanks for taking our call.
No worries.
Cheers, Matt. Bye-bye.
Dean in Brennan's.
So fresh, he's famous.
So fresh, he's famous. People still use landlines.
How about that?
See,
huh?
Straight away, I thought it was the charger. So people's landlines blowing. I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know when it rings in our house.
So why is that ringing noise?
All right, shout out to Arklow and Brennan's in Arklow. Lots of love. We're talking films?
Films, yeah.
Are the films out this weekend?
There are indeed.
We'll do that in a couple of weeks. Stick around for that. And
with Supermax and the Plaza Group, always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Arctic Monkeys and Lost Frequencies next.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me?
Are you with me?
Are you with me?
This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley's my name. JP's there.
How are you?
Colm's there. You there?
Right.
How are you? You all right, love?
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
I was just adjusting my settings.
What?
I was just adjusting.
You're tweaking your settings, that's fine.
Yeah, tweaking.
Lost Frequencies there. I suppose the greater tragedy is we found them. Talking films, talking movies?
You laughed the most at that joke.
What?
You laughed the most at that
I
joke.
Smiled. I never. I don't joke. Laugh out loud. I laughed. I kind of. I smiled in a sort of a. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Small reaction to one's own joke. It's noted.
Hang on a minute. If you tell a joke yourself.
Yeah.
Of course you're telling a joke because you enjoy it.
Yeah, but I suppose your job is to laugh at your own joke. You have to start the laughter. Otherwise,
me?
Yeah, otherwise the jokes are into the ether.
No, no, I've got. You see, this
no,
is.
No, that's my job.
This is JP's whole role
I've
in this.
I've never seen you laugh so much in my life. As I do in this slot.
Yeah, it's fake. It's all fake.
I went to the Gaiety School of Acting just to nail it. You know what I mean? very
the
good.
The Gaiety School of Acting.
If people can see your eyes right now, they're just dead. They're just dead eyes. The passion's long gone. Passion went 5 years ago.
Because he needed to learn to act. Let's just do the films. Couple of big movies this weekend. It's great to see, actually, you know, post-lockdown, post-coronavirus, post-COVID and all that, that the cinemas are getting busier again because there was the whole lockdown in terms of production, and now we're finally seeing weekends where there's a few or a couple to have competition for the film I most want to see this weekend is a good thing. There's a superhero film. Let's start with Black Adam. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mm-hmm. This is from the DC side of superhero.
DCEU.
Mm-hmm.
DCEU, yeah. So The Rock's in it. He's very excited about this, working for like 8 years. So basically, he's Black Adam. He's freed from this earthly tomb after 5,000 years, and he's angry. He wants to avenge what's been happening in the world since he's been gone.
Okay.
So he's back to the modern kingdom. He's very angry at this international mercenary organization, but his anger is so uncontrolled, even though he really isn't a hero. He insists that he's a bit of an anti-hero. And so the whole film is around, well, morally, is he doing the right thing or the wrong thing? But really, he's kind of saving humanity, but he doesn't want to be like that. A bit like Christopher Nolan's A Dark Knight, but in a lighter sense.
I think, I haven't read a lot of the stuff that would have featured him, but my recollection was that he was a bad guy, Black Adam. Like, he was like he was a guy against Superman or that kind of, like, so he has been a villain.
He's portrayed, he sees himself as a bad guy. He's the anti-hero, but all he's told is he's a hero.
Oh, right,
you know
okay.
I mean? All these, and actually, when you see his actions in the film, he is a bit of a hero.
But he's not scared. He's not, because he doesn't shy away from killing people or anything like that.
Well, that's the thing, and he says that. He says, the reason I'm not a hero is because I don't care about killing all these people.
Because Batman and Superman, they're not too keen on killing people.
They're not too keen, but they also question if they are a hero or not. And what is a hero? Is the big question.
Well, if they make a film with your name on it and say it's the big superhero film and it's called Black Adam, that's a big clue, isn't it?
It seems to me that these heroes, they're not sure if they want to be. It's difficult to be a hero.
Who are you telling?
You know?
I'm on
it's
here.
Really tough.
I'm on. Stop laughing. Oh. That's not a joke.
Oh, sorry.
Who are you telling? I'm on here every day, a radio hero. I've put on my radio cape. These headphones. See these headphones?
Yeah.
This is my radio. This is my hero, superhero suit.
It looks good. It's good armor.
Superhero costume.
I've never seen your ears.
Is it any good, Black Adam?
It's very good, yeah. Pierce Brosnan's excellent in it. He's a member of the Justice Society of America.
This is Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate.
He looks fantastic in this role.
He's such a great, he's such a good actor. Mm. And he does a lot. The dialogue's quite basic in the film. Like, it's very superhero-y dialogue, mm-hmm. but Pierce Brosnan's character does a lot with it. Or he does, he makes the character stand out big time. I would say, like, I think Dwayne Johnson's at his best when he's funny and it's very lighthearted.
Yeah.
But he's, for me, he's like too serious in this. I think he's slightly miscast. Like, he looks fantastic. You know, he is the epitome of what you would want in a superhero film.
Yeah.
Physical beast. But
he doesn't get the chance to
I think his comedy chops are like the best part of him. And I don't think he gets to be funny in this film. That would be the one.
That's interesting because Shazam has funniness. There was a couple of the Shazam films. They were great crack. And they're also in the DCEU.
Yeah.
But more fun. And there would be room in Black Adam to have fun, I guess,
definitely,
if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could be like The Rock, you know, not Dwayne Johnson, but The Rock in wrestling.
The Banshees of Inisherin, our very own, more local superheroes. Yeah. Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in this.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, it's a kind of a devastating idea for a film. Like Martin McDonagh, it's very dark. There's a bit of humour in it. But you have two friends who go to the pub every day at 2 p.m. together. And then one day, Brendan Gleeson's character says to Colin Farrell, "I don't want to be your friend no more," which is already a bit of an infamous line. Like, I mean, if you've seen the trailer, that's okay. The one that stands out. And Colin Farrell's character is totally bemused by this. "Why don't you want to be my friend?" And basically what happens, not to give too much away, because it gets a bit horrific in the detail, but Brendan Gleeson's character is kind of unfulfilled, kind of a midlife crisis, kind of wants to leave something in this art, leave a legacy about his music. He's a musician and he wants to create some art, and he thinks that Colin Farrell's character isn't good for him to be around anymore.
Wow, but isn't that interesting, JP?
Why are you looking at me with those eyes for? Huh? You're a musician, are you?
Which of us is the artist, and which one is holding the other back?
Gaiety School of Acting.
So, without giving too much away, is it any good or not?
It's excellent. If you're looking for like Martin McDonagh in Bruges laughs, you're not going to get it.
Okay.
And it's probably not as exciting as like Seven Psychopaths, also Conor Farrell in it. But it's probably the darkest of, even darker than Three Billboards with Sam Rockwell, which was a brilliant movie, like excellent. But this is probably the darkest, the least amount of laughs. But the premise is excellent because Gleeson's character is so adamant that he doesn't want to see Conor Farrell's character anymore that he threatens to do something if he does see him.
Veering widely away from spoilers. But definitely, that of the two, you'd be going for Banshees.
100%.
And Love is Blind is streaming on the Netflix.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's back. It's on. Season 3 is out now on Netflix. This time it's taking place in Dallas, Texas. So for people who haven't seen this before, there's been two seasons previously on Netflix. It's all about people, total strangers, come together in this one big building, and there is a little wall between couples who go in to meet each other. They don't know anything about each other. They're trying to get to know Ray and JP. So JP's asking Ray questions, but JP can't see Ray. So based on that, personality. Yeah,
I saw some of this in the first series. We never stuck with it. It's into the third series now.
It's so addictive.
But they have to get married then at the end, do they?
Yeah, so that's the crazy thing. So like the whole thing is they basically get out of the house and will see the light of day in terms of Netflix if they propose.
Okay.
So it's all about proposing. So you have this bond, you build this bond over time, you decide whether you want to propose or not.
It's crazy kind of premise. What's the English one on E4 that people are raving about them? Married at First Sight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very similar idea. Yeah. Whereas Married at First Sight is so ridiculously full on that they don't know each other at all.
Right.
Whereas here in Love is Blind, you do know the person. You know the personality, just haven't seen them. And the reason to stick with this series is that the reveal when they see each other is absolutely brilliant.
Okay, that's worth looking at. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Guys.
Cheers, brother.
Ray Foley. With Supermax and Super
Subs,
delicious
subs,
soups,
there wasn't
and
even a
salads,
joke there.
Always fresh, always tasty.
I promised you Arctic Monkeys, play them next.
Dermot and Dave.
Brian Adams and Mel C. Playing that for ex-Prime Minister of Great Britain. Let's trust today. Baby, when you're gone, we'll realise we're in love. Do we have to go through this whole rigmarole now as well of getting to know the new Prime Minister?
Yeah.
And Micheál Martin's going to be like, well, you know, we're going to have to... And your man, Coveney's going to be like, oh, you know, establishing relationships, protocol, new Northern Irish secretary, blah, blah. Do they have to go through the whole... like several months of hustings and all this business again, or can that just give it the second place?
Has this here show outlasted a number of prime ministers and ministers over there over the course of we've been on? That's incredible. That is incredible.
Utterly mind-boggling and unexpected. What are we, day 139? Liz Truss got what, 38 days?
Something like that, yeah.
And we got 139.
In your face, Liz.
Hey. Have you been to the new Lego shop in Dublin?
I haven't.
No. I think they call it Lego Store, is it? Lego Store? I went to the Lego Store in Dublin the other day, and a lady was standing there just inside the door, and she said, "Welcome to the Lego Store Dublin!"
In a sunny way, in a cheerful way.
I said, "Jesus!" Because it's very not Irish. We don't do that well. That American style of greeting that you get in a shop. Over in Ireland, we don't do that. We just go, "Oh yeah, how's it going?" Or the pursed lips, sort of. Raising of the eyebrows and a nod. And kind of half a smile with the lips. Hide your lips, isn't that what they call it?
I like to have a low-key presence in a shop. I don't like to be noticed by the assistants.
Yeah, I don't like to be, like, announced when I walk in. Mm. Welcome, a new customer! Ladies and gentlemen, a new customer! No, I don't need that. But it was funny, because I had the whole, ooh. reaction to her. And then she just went back to being Irish again. She didn't engage in any way.
No, she was just saying hello.
That was it. She did her obligatory, enthusiastic welcome. And then she dropped the facade and went back to what she was doing. It wasn't like she was going to engage in, how are you today? Are you looking for anything in particular? Are you thinking Duplo or something from the Avengers? No, none of that. She went straight. She just looked, eyes down, gazing downwards, went back to what she was doing.
She'd done her bit.
But that, again, I appreciated that because it was a very Irish way of doing the obligatory, welcome to the Lego store. Lego Store Dublin is what she said. This is Lego as well, actually, in the news today. This is Hulkbuster. Are you familiar with Hulkbuster?
Something to do with the Incredible Hulk?
It is, yeah. It was from the second Avengers film when, with Ultron in it, and Tony Stark, Iron Man, he has a special suit of armour that he calls in for emergencies. The emergency being, of course, Hulk on the loose. He can't be controlled. He can't be tamed in any way. So what they do is Tony uses this special armour, which is about the size of Hulk, and he uses it to smash him up and beat him.
And that's Hulkbuster.
It busts Hulk. See, it does exactly what it says on the tin there. So they've come out with a massive Hulkbuster in the Lego range. Okay, it's got 4,000 pieces in it.
Oh, that's too many pieces.
A collector's item for adults. Lego for adults. I love this.
See, this stuff gives me. That's too challenging a puzzle for me, but you love this stuff.
The Lego Marvel Hulkbuster set, 4,000 pieces. You know what? Does anyone do Lego? Any grown-ups do Lego? 0874-100-102. For me, it was my kid. He got one of these, Matthew, my eldest, he got this big car. It's like a huge car he got, and he couldn't do it. He was rubbish at it. So he said...
say that about your son.
He kind of abandoned it, and I was like, look, give it to me, I'll do it. So I spent 2 days over the summer doing it. And I have to, because what you do is, because they give you like a brochure, like a leaflet, or you can find the PDF on the Lego website and you can get on the phone or the iPad. And what they do is they do it like literally brick by brick. You go and you just go to the next page, put in this brick and put it here. Next page, take this other brick, put it there. And then you do that for hours on end. You've nothing, your brain has nothing else to be doing. You're completely zoned out. You're focused only on the one tiny little job, piece by piece. And eventually, over time, over hours, it slowly comes together. And by the end of it, you've got this incredible project completed. And you've no time. Your head doesn't have time to wander off into the things that you're stressed about or the negativity you might have in your life or any of your worries or anxieties. You're focused only on each page, only on each brick. No word of a lie, it's a form of therapy. It feels amazing.
So now you need a lot more Lego.
So now I need to spend 550 euro.
Oh no.
On the Hulkbuster. 550. Do you know what? Kate, this is what I'm saying to my wife. This is the argument. It's worth it. It's good for my head, you know? I'm just for my head, like. 4,000 pieces? I have to move out with the Hulkbuster. This is Today FM with Sagala. All right, and good feeling. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
Talking about Lego. All right, let me clear up for the record. I'm not going to be spending 550 euro on a Lego set. It's just nuts. Let's just say we don't have the budget for that.
Can you buy second-hand Lego? I'm sure you can.
You can buy it by the kilo. Cheaper. Aren't there some charities that do it by the kilo? Text us. We'll plug you. 0874-100-102. You can buy it by just random bits of Lego blocks by the kilogram. Here's the thing as well. Lego isn't like it was in our day. Way back in the 1920s. Because now it's all about the sets. And while I'm saying the set for an adult, the set, the turn page by page, bit by bit, follow the instructions, put it together like an IKEA flat pack furniture situation, which, by the way, has a very similar feeling of like, I have nothing else to do. I'm just going to follow the instructions and make the thing. By the end, like if you break it up and try and make something else, the blocks are like mostly useless to you. My kids have a massive pile of Lego that they can make nothing with. Whereas in the 70s and 80s, Lego bits were blocks and you use your imagination and create. And the funny thing is then, the Lego movie, the premise of it, the first one, the Lego movie, is all about creativity and inspiring creativity, and don't glue it together, don't be collector's items. Whereas, if you ask me, I think most of the Lego industry is based around the collector's items and the individual make the piece, leave the piece, leave the piece intact, rather than inspiring your creativity and create.
Sometimes I see my nephews making Lego, not following the instructions, and I just think, we don't have an engineer on our hands here. You're not going to go into construction, really, are you? No.
We were watching Hell Week last night, actually.
Saw a bit of it, yeah.
Wrapped up. Apparently, it's cancelled.
I can't believe this.
This is the end of Hell Week. Yeah, they're saying they're not going to be making any more of it. But such a top-notch TV show that everyone was talking about every week. Everyone getting fully engaged on this. Ultimate Hell Week concluded last night on RTE television. Three people completed the course. Billy Holland, Setanto Halpin and David Gillick. And sadly, Eric was turfed out at the last moment last night.
Eric, so close and yet so far. Let me call. Right down to the final four and then he didn't make it.
Let me call my Hell Week guy.
All right, okay.
This is Billy, is it?
Hey, it's ringing.
Hello.
Billy.
How are you?
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Congratulations,
yeah,
sir.
Well done, Billy.
Actually, hang on. 1 minute. Please hold. One moment. This is for you, sir. Hang on. And play. Most of the losers were influencers. No time for influencers. Congratulations, sir. Inspiring stuff. I mean, it's a word that's used all the time. Inspiring, incredible feat of endurance. The week was back in May, was it?
It was back in the middle of May, yeah. Who would have thought the water was that cold in May, but it was.
Yeah, and fierce stuff. Did you watch it yourself last night?
I did, and you know, that's the thing. I'm sitting down watching it with my cup of tea and my wife, and you don't know what's actually coming up because you were so tired at that point in time in the week that you don't really actually remember all of it. So, like, I kind of watched and I kind of going, who's that fella? What's he doing? So, it's actually pretty entertaining for myself as well.
Yeah, and bringing back those, I suppose, the feelings, the emotions that you would have had going through it, particularly at the final hurdle. What was it like then at that point?
Yeah, like for me, the second last day of that hike was, you know, it was nothing short of horrific. You know, it's just like there was so many events over the week that were, you know, really difficult and challenging both physically and mentally. But you know, they weren't that long, and you kind of came out and you knew there was an end to it with the hike. You didn't know how long you were going, you didn't know where you were going, how far you were going, and your back was broken. It was like nothing I'd ever done before physically. And you know, when you finished that, I kind of, to be honest, I kind of half wanted to go home. I was half jealous of Ferg McFadden and Owen Cadigan and Pete the Builder going home, because I was very happy with myself having gotten that far. But it's just the competitive nature kicks in after that, and you want to try and go the whole hog.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about, like, where does your head go? I'm talking about making Lego here.
Yeah, it's the class Lego.
When you're in the thick of it, or in the absolute worst of it, and you're in your own head, where are the mental reserves to keep going? Is it based purely on your sport background, your competitive element? It's like, is it to beat the next guy beside you, or is it to prove something to yourself, or where are you?
It's a mixture of everything. So, like, I was lucky enough to play rugby for Munster for 14 years, and that finishes, and it leaves a hole in your life from a competitive point of view. You know, I'm selling mortgages and now you're not going around battering the heads off fellas. So, you know, from a competition point of view, that was gone. And from a physical challenge point of view, that was gone. And the opportunity to do this came along, and I kind of thought, you know, I'm never going to be in a better position to do it than I am right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I suppose there's part of you kind of thinking, you know, you want to prove yourself, see how mentally strong you actually are. You know, I've played in a team sport all my life, and you know, you put everything out there and you give everything to the team, but you kind of also wonder, like, you know, how strong are you actually mentally, you know, from an individual sports point of view. So that came up, and like, look, when you're in your dark place, you're kind of thinking, you know, most of the time I was half an hour from home. I could have called a taxi and been home within half an hour. So you're kind of, you're thinking about your family. You kind of want to do it for them. You want to do them proud. And, you know, there is something lovely sitting down at home and knowing that you've done well in it. So it's, it comes from all those places. And, you know, there was an innate competitive nature within me. And in that hike, halfway through it, I'd been tipping along with Ferg and Owen, and the DSs came up to us and kind of got stuck into us and told us, you know, you're not all going to pass it. So I just saw the next guy ahead of me and I just decided I need to catch him. I got him, and then the next guy, you got to get him. And that kind of mindless competitiveness comes into you.
Do you feel robbed? Because reading that there was three of you that did it, you know, it's sort of the nature of these shows. I suppose the nature of competition in general. It's like there should be one winner declared. How do you feel about that? Or are you just glad to have done it?
Two people have already said to me today, I can't believe there was no winner.
Well, I suppose you were all winners in a sense, but...
Yeah, like, you know, for me, there was people who went out early on in the show and they overcome, like... So, you know, to be somebody who can't swim and is afraid of water and to jump into a murky pool of water with their ankles and wrists tied and to hit the bottom, like, how would you have the mental strength to do that? So, like, finishing it or not finishing it, I think there's a lot of people who got a lot out of it. And, you know, corny saying that everyone's a winner, but there's people who all achieved things that week that they are and should be incredibly proud of. So, yes, I you know, am I happy to be a winner with two others? 100%, yeah.
We'll give you number one ourselves then, yeah. That's what
we're doing.
Some people are giving you number one. Jackandjill.ie, this is the Jack and Jill. You were fundraising for them by doing it. Tell us a little bit about what they do and why you chose them.
Jack and Jill help children with special needs who are under the age of 5, and we had a connection with them with our daughter Emmeline, and they are the most incredible people. They're nurses who come out to your home and help out. You come home from hospital with a child who, you know, has medical needs, and you know they're the nicest people in the world. You hope you never need them or want to need to use them, but when you do, they're there and they're at home with you, and they're showing you how to do things and how to care for your child. And, you know, there'll be so many people around the country, families around the country, who'd be absolutely lost without them. And they're an incredible organisation. So, you know, I picked them. They're a fantastic charity.
And a great choice. Yeah, www.jackandjill.ie. It's not coming back now. It's done. Hell Week is finished. You're the one of the final champions. How do you feel about that? Well, I suppose nobody's mad enough to do it again, I suppose.
I think the DSs have actually run out of ways of torturing us.
they've exhausted all their avenues, so no one's going to... Having seen what you've been through, everyone else is like, I tell you what, we'll leave it.
They have a limit. I think they were concerned that there was too many people actually practicing jumping off bridges and torturing themselves in the run-up to it. So, it's all good things have to come to an end. So, you know, it makes me really proud to have worked with those guys. They're heroes, proper heroes, those fellas.
Unbelievable. Yeah, blocking the DS's calls and waiting for Dancing with the Stars instead. See you doing glitter balls. Thanks, man. Listen, thanks for taking our call.
Thanks, lads.
Congratulations. Cheers, man. All the best. Bye.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish.
The Weekend and Take My Breath. This is Today FM. We'll play the music you love. We're learning a bit of it's Chinese here. We're learning it.
Yeah.
There's lots of different languages in Chinese, though, isn't it? There's a little Mandarin or
Cantonese
or something like that. Right, so here we are. This was Aileen, who won €30,521.73 on the cash machine this afternoon.
€30,521.73.
What languages do you study?
I'm studying Chinese, Japanese, and Spanish.
Wow. Oh my God. Chinese, Japanese, and Spanish.
That's too many.
And she probably already has Guelga and Berla as well.
Oh, could you say that number in Chinese for us?
Spanish.
Okay, hang on. Okay. So, Spanche?
Spanche, yeah.
Spanche Wobai.
Spanish Wobai.
Wobai. That's a very Cork expression,
Wobai.
Though.
Wobai. Slow down there, lad.
Wobai. All right, girl. All right, boy.
Spanche Wobai.
Wobai.
Wobai now.
Wobai. Spanche Wobai. So that means Spanish, and it means no, I don't speak Spanish. It's Wobai.
Right.
Wobai.
Yeah.
Spanish Wobai RTE.
Oh, there's no
RTE.
There's no RTE.
Okay. Yeah.
There's more RTE. RCE.
Spanish
Wobai
RTE.
Yeah.
Chisha
Flan. Chisha
Taoiseach
Flan.
Chisha Flan.
is correct. Congratulations, Aileen.
Did you listen to that spoofer then at the end? He hasn't a clue.
Every day's a school day.
She just said, Barry Dunn, swear word, swear word, swear word. And he's like,
is correct. Congratulations, Aileen.
Oh my God. Some dope, that lad. Ray Foley. All right, boy.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect...
Avicii and Hey Brother. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, friend?
Text and WhatsApp's on Lego. We were talking about Lego a couple of minutes ago. Lego being good for your head and just following the instructions. Now, it's not very creative then, really. If you're just following the instructions and sticking the thing together, it's not the creative sort of free expression.
That's like doing a colouring book, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still good. Well, that's the other thing.
What?
Those colouring books or colouring apps with the pencil on your iPad, colouring those things in. Also very good for the noggin. Good for your head. Gets you out of whatever it is in your life and only into this one simple, doable job. Jigsaws as well, very similar thing. Yeah, Ray, so relaxing. I made a bonsai tree out of Lego from Gary and Gory. I've got loads of Star Wars stuff. Oh, I love the Star Wars stuff. There's a big Death Star you can get. Or a Millennium Falcon. My missus got me a Lego DeLorean for my birthday. It's great for the head. DeLorean isn't Star Wars, though, Texter. I get that checked. Ray, you should watch Lego Masters. I have. My kids are mad into it. It's like a bake-off, but with Lego.
Ray,
mind-blowing. Cheers, Kathy.
With Supermax and Super Soul.
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. Yes. Smoochie, smoochies. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. We were talking about Lego a couple of minutes ago. Someone who texted in about the app.
Sinead and Carey was onto it. She says, isn't there an app now that scans your Lego pieces and gives you something to make? I got on the internet, Ray.
What?
It's
an app that scans...
That scans your Lego pieces and suggests stuff you should make.
Wow.
I know.
That's a brilliant idea. Oh, I'm raging I didn't come up with that.
I've been on the Googles. Forbes.com, the Brickit app is the best use of the iPhone's AR technology I've seen yet. It will scan a huge pile of Lego and identify the individual bricks. Apparently, it can scan a pile of thousands of pieces in a matter of seconds and say, hey,
no,
build this over here.
It can't do that.
That's science for you, buddy.
Brickit is all one word?
B-R-I-C-K-I-T, all one word.
Brickit. Brickit app, scan, choose and create. Wow! Get in-app purchases. I don't care how much this costs. This is a brilliant idea. It makes your Lego useful again. Because my kids have like loads of crappy little corner pieces and round bits. And there's very few actual like bricks that we would have known back in the day ourselves and created with. But this gives you options. This is brilliant. Brickit app. Look it up. Let's bongo! Brickit app. Right, this is Obama Plaza. Texts, WhatsApps, 0874-100-102. Tomorrow, look out Offaly, because we're rolling into town. It is Offaly, isn't it?
Moneygall, County Offaly.
Yeah, Moneygall. We're heading for Barack Obama Plaza. Arriving into the Supermax. who was it texted this in? Is there a name? No, there's no name.
Barry, I think it was.
It's a Barry. Hi, lads. Driving up home to Dublin from Kerry and listening to the show on the way back up. I pulled into the Obama Plaza and you are everywhere, Foley. And Barry's taking a number of text messages. This gives me such anxiety. Now, talking about anxiety, this gives me such anxiety. My photograph, Ray Foley's fat face, is everywhere.
Do you know what? The photographs are fairly flattering, I would say. You don't look fat in them. You don't.
As you approach, listen, at the forecourt, as you approach Ray Foley, why are they doing this? What? It's as if this is in some way, my being there is in some way a good thing.
You're a crowd puller.
Barry sent a load of photographs of all the various my faces. They've got more me's now everywhere. I'm all over the place. And there's even my photograph in the toilets.
Not to be used as a target now.
In the toilets of Barack Obama Plaza is my photograph there, looking delighted. Do you know what? I am delighted. You know me, I love doing the shows not in studio. I love going out. I love going out and about. And Supermax were our sponsor back in the day when we were on the lunchtime shift. We were gone for years, we're back again. And Supermax have been fantastic since we've come back. And of course, there's a Supermax in every corner of every inch of the land. So there's always some place we can do the show from. So delighted to be able to do it from Barack Obama Plaza. Just glad, and I will say this to Supermax with the greatest affection in the world. I will always, you've been a wonderful sponsor. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Supermax made this cutout of us, like a life-size cutout, and put it in every Supermax in the country. Like I say, the best sponsors to be in bed with. They're just absolute in bed eating curry chips. I mean,
if you happen to be there tomorrow, you might come over and have a quick word with us. Say hello, because we may have some vouchers to give away. I'm just saying now.
JP's got giveaways as well. Right, yeah. So we'll see you tomorrow in Barack Obama Plaza. We'll be doing our Friday show from there. The Mix, DJ Jo making an appearance, all the usual bits and bobs. And the odd curry chip as well. Somebody won't. This is Today FM. Me, the world is gonna roll me. I ain't
the sharpest tool. Girls Aloud.
Sound of the Underground. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Everyone, minds blown all over the nation with Brickit. This Brickit app. And mine include, I'm on the app now. Brickit. Called and what it does is it spread out and scan your bricks. The app will recognize and count them, and it's not a matter of like putting like 10 of them out or whatever, a little handful of them, and spacing them out. You could have a whole pile. Look at that.
Is that going to work now? You're looking at me a video in motion. Is it doing it?
It's doing it on Lego,
and that's thousands of
piles
bricks.
Of it. So it doesn't matter how much of it you've got, and then it just works out all the Lego bricks, what you've got on your collection, and then it comes up with ideas for stuff you. This is amazing. Brickit, it's called. Go check that out. 0874 100 102. If you've got Lego at home. Ray Foley, this is on the subject of Barack Obama Plaza tomorrow. Ray Foley and Free Supermax. Sure, what else do you need? I'm on my way now from Brian. Brian, we're not there till tomorrow, just FYI. So maybe we'll catch up with you then. And Ray and JP, say hello to Henry in Obama's tomorrow. That's not cousin Henry, is it?
Oh,
Henry the 8th. Barack's cousin. Yeah. His name is Henry. He's a pure gent, always friendly after the hurling matches. Cheers from Ollie in Limerick. Lots of love. And, I would hope that given that we're rolling out the red carpet, that Barack himself would make an appearance at some stage.
We'll leave a slot open for him anyway, three or four minutes.
Yeah. Or at the very least, Michelle or Masasha or Malia will be there. And Aaron's over there. Hello, Aaron.
Ray, I was in the Barack Obama Plaza.
Oh, very well. Go tomorrow.
2 days ago.
Right.
And they have a big 8x4 of you in there as you're driving out. But to be honest with you, that picture of you and the jacket is very distracting.
It's very distracting, yeah, I know. It is. Trying to aim and I'm looking at you. Yeah.
Laminated.
I'm just staring at you.
Laminated with an inch of your life.
With a creepy smile on my face. I'm just watching you.
His eyes follow you around the room.
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Lads, I'm so upset. We didn't get to do Ultimate Helen Week.
Yeah.
Where we get a number of famous Helens to compete in a series of physical challenges. First up, it's actress Helen Mirren versus Minister for Justice Helen McEntee in Ultimate Helen Week. And we didn't get to do Trust Me, I'm a Doctor.
I am.
Where former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss comes in and covers her favourite Blizzard's song, It's Fantasy. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow. I suppose being Prime Minister was a fantasy. Did it actually happen? Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. With Supermax, home of the 100%